Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Tuesday, the 19th of November, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Bob Dr. Maclevitus. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me again. After last time, I wasn't sure.
I'm always happy to have you on. And also with me today, possibly against my better judgment, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Okay, just in advance, but I just want to get my words in now while I could, and I'm good to go. Let's go. Woo! Thanks for having us. Good to be here.
All right. So, Bob, you are here today to talk to us about a review you did recently of a new Logitech mouse.
Yes. Best mouse ever.
And which
That's
one
the
is
whole
it?
Review. That's the whole review. MX Master 3.
The MX Master 3. Best mouse ever. That's the show. Thanks, everybody.
Unless you're left-handed, in which case, sorry about that.
I am left-handed, but why do I care?
Because it's a sculpted mouse that's designed for right-handed.
Yeah, that's
isn't, as far as I can tell, there will never be a left-hand version. It's been 10 years they've been using a design like this, and they've never serviced the lefty, so I wouldn't expect it to happen anytime soon.
Well, I never want the mouse in my left hand, though, because then I can use my left hand if I need to write something down or something.
Well, so, if you can mouse right-handed, then you'll love it.
Yeah, I never understood why
right hand.
I never understood why everybody moused with their right hand, because... No,
Are
I just
you ambidextrous or semi ambidextrous.
Not really, but I got good with the mouse in my right hand because that's always where it was, and so that was just where I had to use it. So then, when I figured out like I can mouse stuff and scribble things with my other hand at the same time, I never understood why the right hand was where the mouse ended up. Why didn't everybody just use it on the left so that they could write with their right hand like I was doing with my left? So I always thought that was weird. But anyway,
Bob, because when I'm sitting in front of a keyboard, I don't usually think about writing.
Yep.
That's probably valid. I don't know that there's a whole lot of people who have a notebook open next to their keyboard like I do, but
I actually do. I actually do, but it's on the right side and I put down the mouse if I need to write.
That makes sense. Now, Bob, I know we're going to draw some battle lines here, but I'm pretty much team trackpad most of the time. Like when I have my laptop plugged into my monitor, I have an external keyboard and I have an external magic trackpad or wireless trackpad or whatever. So
I do too.
I really like my trackpad. And one of the things that I like about it is that if I take my laptop with me, then I'm still using the trackpad. It's not next to my keyboard. It's, you know, below it, but it's still the same interface. So why would I want to switch to this? Why would I want to switch to the best mouse ever?
Programmability. The problem I have with trackpads is there's only so many things they'll let you do with a gesture. You can't, for example, one of my favorite things to have a mouse do is option click something.
Oh.
And there's no way to make, you know, your trackpad magically know that some kind of click is an option click. I also like having a button under my fingers while I'm holding the mouse or on the trackpad to go forward and back, you know, with the little forward and back buttons in Windows. So if I've got, if I've traipsed through 13 folders in the Finder, I can go backwards with just a click on the mouse. So I have a pair of dedicated buttons for that. And I do that so many times a day, and it's just, that's me. You can assign those two buttons to anything else.
I've got a better answer.
Yes, sir.
And that is?
First of all, I'm soaking in it now. I also have the MX Master 3.
Yay!
And it is the MX family, the starting with the Revolution, right? Which is Bob and I both go back to the Revolution.
At least a decade.
Bob and I both bought MX Revolution from black market dealers on eBay years after it was canceled. Bizarrely canceled, I might add, by Logitech. And then, you know, happily celebrated the return of this form factor and this thing with the MX Master, the original MX Master. And that better reason for why anyone might possibly want to consider switching from a trackpad or from a different favorite mouse is the scroll wheel.
That was the first thing I talked about in the review was the scroll wheel, because nothing else comes close. Once you've used that thing and gotten used to it, nothing else is remotely like it, and certainly not a trackpad.
Right.
Agreed. And so here's the deal. Here's the deal with this scroll wheel. It's weighted, and the new one, the MX Master 3, is weighted better. Would you agree, Bob, than the 2S, which is the previous generation?
Yes. I think this feels the best yet. Physically.
Yeah. Yes. I totally agreed. This scroll wheel is weighted, and it switches, or it can switch back and forth between a ratcheted motion where, you know, as you pull it back, it's like, or a free scrolling motion, which is just smoothly scrolling. And it'll switch back and forth between the two, depending upon how hard you spin it. And if it switches into the free spinning mode, it'll scroll while that weighted scroll wheel just spins.
And it spins fast and long. You can go 50 pages in, you know, the fraction of a second. And I work on a lot of long documents. So having a precision scroll wheel with an accelerator pedal works for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's well put. And the MX Master 3 also, Bob, I don't even know how to describe this. It's the ratcheted mode now feels like it's cushioned or something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's the what do you call it? Haptic feedback under your finger is way better than it used to be when you move one line at a time. You really feel it bump each line. And it's great because, you know, if you're not paying close attention, you can tell that you just scrolled six lines down just by the way your finger felt those little bumps.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I love that it's 70 days of charge for, you know, you plug it in once and give it a couple hours, and 70 days, which is probably up double from the old one. Mine would pester me about once a month or every 6 or 8 weeks, which isn't terrible, but this goes 3 months, maybe 70
and
days.
It's chargeable through USB-C now.
Yes.
Nice.
And it, did you see the part about the fast charge? The fast charge is cool. 1 minute of quick charge gives you 3 hours of usage. So if you're ever in a jam and it runs out of juice, you don't have to sit around waiting for it to get charged back up. 1 minute will give you 3 hours.
Well, wow. if I've ignored the please charge me red light long enough, and my mouse goes dead while I'm working, and I don't get 70 days, by the way, could be because I'm on my computer too much. It is usable with the charging cable plugged in, because the charging cable goes into the very front of the mouse.
Right.
So it is usable when it's plugged in.
The other one was too, wasn't it? I think it was. In an emergency, I could use it plugged in, right.
But the original MX Revolution had this awful charging cradle that would stop working after a while.
And then
I'd be like doing something, and I need to like pick it up, put it in the cradle, like, come on, charge, and then like pick it up, and then, you know, like, you know, keep using it again, especially like playing a game or something.
Oh, right? Yeah.
They have to keep going back. Anyway, that's ridiculous, and that is no longer an issue now. It charges to USB-C, plugs in right to the front. It is a very precise laser on it. I don't know if it's the most precise laser.
Dark field, their, you know, proprietary laser sensors.
You can put it on a glass table.
And it really does work. I've tested it on glass, and I have a shiny wood desk that ordinarily I would want something under my mouse, but I don't need anything under this mouse. Mm-hmm. It's pretty shiny, and, you know, it gives most mice a little bit of pause.
Here is the second reason. The programmability that Bob talked about is super important, especially if you're going to change stuff.
Right.
But for me, the thing, this, my second favorite thing about this mouse is how good it feels in my hand.
Yes.
Okay.
It belongs in my hand. It fits. I have, I don't know, I probably have medium sized hands. It is, it just
the most comfortable.
It's hard to explain how good it feels to hold this mouse without sounding like a complete weirdo, but it sounds, it feels really good holding this mouse.
And I quote myself, extremely comfortable. Extremely comfortable. I mean, I sit at my Mac a lot for extended stints sometimes, most of the day, most days. And, you know, it's, I go crazy if I have to use a different mouse because it feels so weird and I don't have the buttons where I expect them and the scroll wheel doesn't work right. And, it's just, I'm going to have to buy a spare. Oh, you know what else? This one connects up to three devices and will let you switch between them. So I actually have used that lately because I've got a MacBook Air that's sitting on another desk that I'm doing screenshots on, and being able to use the mouse to control that screen without moving over there is mm-hmm. pretty cool.
Nice.
I guess I could do remote control too, which I do. Sometimes I have to go over there and type something or do something, and having the mouse where I can just click the button and go, okay, be that mouse now. And it works between Windows and not that I'll ever need this, but Windows, Mac, or Linux.
The MX Master 3 also has, it's always had this little thumb wheel.
The second one.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the scroll wheel.
This
correct.
Is the
thumb wheel. Yeah.
This is a thumb
I'm
wheel.
I'm just clarifying it for the listeners because most mice don't even have one scroll wheel, and this one has a thumb wheel and a scroll wheel.
And that thumb wheel is not in the way, meaning that you, in my personal experience, maybe Bob, you can disagree with this, you have to train yourself to use it if you're not already used to using it. You have to make it part of your workflow if you're going to use it at all.
Yep. But what do you use yours for?
Side scrolling.
Oh, really? I think I have side scrolling set to the main scroll wheel when you tilt it. But more important to me is Zoom. So I have the little side one on.
Yeah, let's
Zoom.
Mention that. You can tilt your scroll wheel.
I was going to jump in and back up on that. Yeah.
Yeah, the scroll wheel will go left and right. But it's an awkward motion.
It is kind of an awkward motion, and I don't tend to do it.
I tend not to, but I don't do it that much. I don't scroll sideways that often.
Yeah.
You can also click. You can click the scroll wheel,
uh-huh,
and set that to whatever you want. And Logitech software allows you to do a lot of app-specific settings for all of these buttons. And there's also two thumb buttons that I personally use for forward and backward.
Mm-hmm. Those are my forward and back buttons, right? I like that a lot. And in fact, I used to do that as a custom thing, and I'd program in the keyboard shortcuts, but they added it a few years ago as a default. And you just mm-hmm. pick it in the menu, forward and back. And that way it knows it in, I think, more programs than if you used a keyboard shortcut and the program you were using used a different keyboard shortcut.
Yeah.
It's great. It's just great. It's $100. It's not cheap. $99.99. But
it was a lot more. The MX Revolution was a lot more. It was not $99.
$149 or something.
It was $79 or something.
Maybe because it came with a dock.
Yeah, it was that dock.
that you
but it was like more than $150. I feel like that seems.
So. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So it's a premium priced mouse, but
there's also a thumb. There's a thumb clicker too.
Yep,
yeah.
You can click the thumb wheel, but that's even more awkward than turning the top wheel sideways.
There's another button you can click.
Oh, that's the down where? Oh, next to it. The bottom, the thumb one.
The thumb one on the bottom.
That's option click, baby.
That is new in the 3.
No, it's not. You
that
just
is
never
not,
knew. I swear
that is
it's
not
in the,
new in the 3.
No. It's been there since MX Master 2. And that's always what I've assigned for the because it's a single button, it seems appropriate to use it for option click. You know, it's not back and forward. It's not built into a wheel. It's a button. And it's under my thumb.
it mm-hmm. defaults to being a gesture button. So
right. And that's a cool thing too, by the way. Explain what a gesture button is.
Well, you probably need to explain it, please.
So if you choose to use it as a gesture button, when you click that button, you can then draw with the mouse a bunch of different gestures, which will trigger different actions. So it's kind of like a gateway to making a gesture with your mouse that doesn't, you know, appear in your document or anything. It kind of disengages your mouse so you can make a gesture with it. So you could, you know, flick left to scroll left, flick right to, I don't know. I don't, wait, let me open up the software. I don't know what to
say. Like if you click the side, it looks like if you hold that thumb button, not to be mistaken for the two thumb buttons. This thing has so many buttons. And move to the left, it'll switch between desktops. Move to the right, it'll switch between desktops. So I guess, you know, you're scrolling so through different desktops.
Right.
So pull your mouse down, it'll go to App Exposé. And if you push your mouse forward, it'll do open up Mission Control. That's by default.
Wow. Right.
But you can change any of those to any of the other things it knows how to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Cool. And their software is really good. The software is, you know, I used to have to use third-party software to get every feature I wanted.
Right.
But they introduced new software a couple years ago called Logi Options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it pretty much does everything I need, and it stays out of my way when I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's easy to configure things in there if you really need easy. To. And really easy. I find there's a weird little, like, grain of irritation I have with that, because that software is so great and Logitech software for their remote controls is so terrible. And so I know they're capable of doing better, and with the remote controls they just don't. And so that really frustrates me, because I know they're capable of doing something good like this software. And for the record, I just went and looked up to see the Apple Magic Trackpad 2, like the latest edition of that, is you can get one renewed for $95 on Amazon, and the new version is $140. So this is right in the neighborhood of if you were buying, you know, a nice trackpad to hook up to your computer. So it's not like it's completely out of whack price wise or anything like that. So
no, I don't consider that exorbitant. It's pricey for a mouse, but it's a premium mouse. It's got premium features that you're not going to get elsewhere, and you know
it's not. But I don't consider it pricey, Bob.
But when you think about Apple's mouse is what, $59, $60? Is it $60?
Yeah, it's better. It's 1,000 times better than Apple's mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
But
if for no other reason than because if for no other reason than because you can charge it and use it at the same time. Yeah.
But if you go to Best Buy and you just pick up a generic Bluetooth mouse, they're $10 or $20. Mm-hmm. And you know, for some people it's like, well, a Ford and a Ferrari do the same thing. They'll get you to this, you know, point A to point B. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, okay. But this does it much more elegantly.
That's true.
And that's worth paying for. And I think a lot of people agree, because every time I write about it, people, I hear from, it's like there's a fan club out there.
Oh, yeah. Bob and I have, like, you know, bromanced over this mouse for years.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of us out there. It's like when I write mm-hmm. about it, other people go, oh, yeah, I have that mouse. Or I have the previous one. I love that mouse.
I think part of it is that a mouse is, by and large, a mouse is just a thing you need for your computer. It's not sexy. It's not interesting. It doesn't do something awesome. Like, it just helps you do all of the stuff that all of the boring stuff that you were normally doing at your computer anyway. So people don't give it a lot of thought, you know, like an office chair. Right. Like, you're there all the time and you're going to put a bunch of miles on it. So it should be good and you should spend some money on it. But people always kind of feel like, yeah, but, you know, like, it's just an office chair. But, you know, when you meet somebody who has spent an actual amount of money on an office chair, they will rave to you about how much better it is to sit there for a couple of hours at a time or whatever. And I think a mouse is the same way. Keyboards are the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe someday we'll jump into keyboards in another episode.
I have very strong opinions on keyboards.
As do I.
Before we get to keyboards.
Yes.
There's some more stuff to talk about this mouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have to save keyboards for another episode because I, too, have strong feelings about keyboards. So
there are a bunch of popular app presettings.
Okay.
Presets, I should say, or setting. Yeah, I'm going to call them presettings. For instance, with Photoshop, if you're a big Photoshop user, that thumbwheel defaults to brush size. So you can just change your brush size with a turn of that side scroll wheel. And the side scroll wheel in the MX Master 3 is also weighted. It's not going to free spin all that well, but it feels much better when you're using it than any of the side scroll wheels on any of the previous generation of this mouse family.
Yeah, but I don't remember using it very much before. For some reason, my Zoom thing, and since then I've used it all the time, and it's great. And I don't accidentally Zoom very often.
Zoom is like Photoshop Zoom. Just in the Photoshop, just for the side scroll wheel, brush size, Photoshop Zoom, tab navigation, right? So you can like quickly sheen through your tabs if you've got a bunch of tabs open in Photoshop. Brush hardness, brush opacity, Photoshop redo undo. Oh, that's interesting. So you could like just scroll through all your redos, huh? Keystroke assignment, so you can actually assign your own particular keystroke to it, and horizontal scroll. These are all built into the Logie options as presets already, and that's just for the scroll wheel. You can set all of the individual buttons for. Let's see, you can add an application, but by default, it comes with Photoshop, Chrome, Safari, Word, PowerPoint, and Excel.
Wait a minute. No, because mine didn't come with that exact array. I don't have Photoshop in mine.
Do you have Photoshop installed?
Not anymore. But I have Final Cut Pro, and it's in there.
Well, there you go. And I didn't have Final Cut Pro.
And PowerPoint and Excel.
And you can add applications if you want.
But those came with it, which means that they've got a set of... what do you call it? Settings already attached to them.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For a lot of different apps, for a lot of different popular apps.
Yeah. So if I had more apps, since I upgraded to Catalina, mm-hmm. I thinned my application folder from like thousands to mere hundreds.
And I am guessing, I don't know this for sure, but that Logitech is using actual randomized that you can submit analytics to Logitech if you so choose. Mm-hmm. It's optional. It's opt in. And I'm guessing that these presets are based on what real people do with their mouse.
Sure.
Yeah.
One more thing about the scroll wheel. If you haven't used it, you just don't know. You don't have to switch back and forth. You can keep it in click mode. Mm-hmm. The ratcheted mode, you can keep it in free spinning mode. You can adjust how easily it switches back and forth between those two modes if you're going to have it switch.
Oh, wow.
Flick velocity. Yes, the flick velocity. That's what I call that adjustment, flick velocity.
A button on top that you can use to manually switch back and forth if you so choose.
Oh, right? Nice.
So right. Wheel mode shift button.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can have it where it only changes when you want, if that's what you want. But to me, it works so incredibly well when I can do what Bob was describing. You just flick it and it goes in free spinning mode. And even on a long web page, like Bob works with long documents in Word in particular. Mm-hmm. But even going to a long web page or like a long article, like a long New York Times article or a long Washington Post article, and being able to like sheen down to the bottom of that page really quickly, it is just it's freeing.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
I like
it. It's so tasty. And that middle button, that's the wheel mode shift button. You can assign to anything else you want. So,
yeah, right. You don't have to like if you prefer to stay in a particular mode and you're not going to change out of it, you're going to let it do its thing, mm-hmm. or you're going to let it automatically shift.
You can sign up. So I've got it set to desktop.
Nice. Mm.
So if I've got a million things on my screen, I can instantly park them all aside so I can see my desktop and do whatever needs doing. And that's a separate button. I don't even have to have a free quarter inch of desktop showing. I don't even have to be able to see its icon in the dock. I don't have to, you know, just boom.
And the thing that surprises me so much about the 3, mm-hmm. because going from the MX Revolution to the MX Master, the scroll wheel was not as good.
Right.
In the MX, for the original MX Master, it was not as good. And the side scrolling and the side buttons, they were also not as good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And it got better with the 2, and it got better with the 2S. The 2S added actually some rubberized coating on the scroll wheel, for instance. That was kind of nice. But I don't miss that with the new scroll wheel. And my real point here is that everything in the MX Master 3 is a significant improvement over the MX Master 2S, which is the previous generation, which I did also use.
You know what? I wonder how much, if you can still buy the MX Master 2 and how much they're going for.
Odds are slim. Amazon. If you can, it's ill-gotten from a dude in a parking lot at night. So.
No, they were still, because
I think there was actually... Logitech, and they may still make them.
Has had problems... keeping, like, I had to wait, I think, 2 weeks to get my MX Master 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me too. Mine took a while after I ordered it from Logitech.
Okay.
So it looks like you can get this MX Master 2S for $78, but you know what? That's crazy. If you're going to buy one, buy this for $20 more. It's 90% faster, 87% more precise, according to Google.
Wow. I'm seeing that you can get an MX Master, the original
one, for 50.
For 55.
At Amazon.
I'm seeing it at 55, Bob.
At Amazon?
Yeah.
I'm looking right now. It says $49.99. Isn't that something? It knows you're a bigger sucker than me.
Yeah, it does. What is going on with that?
Oh, that's a whole other story. We'll have to save it for another show.
Wait, I got another idea for a show. What about credit cards when you apply for an Apple card?
Uh-oh.
And they give the guy a much higher credit rating than the girl?
Bob.
For no apparent reason, even if you like live in a community property state and have all your income jointly and... Well, how does that
we
work?
We have to save everything for another show. You guys have done a show and a half on the mouse. So we have to save everything for another show. I knew we'd have to save keyboards. We don't have time to dig into anything else because we're already over time now. So
I want to be in that. I want to be on that.
Okay. On the keyboard one?
Yes, please.
Oh, no. You were the only
choice. Is so weird.
You were the clear choice for the keyboard episode. When we have one, I will absolutely make sure to have you on the show.
I do have spares of that.
definitely spares.
Well, they've been making it for 11 okay. years or 12 years, you know. It's any day now they're gonna
gotta get the steampunk one, Bob.
Yes. Yeah, that's gonna do it for us. Like, though
she's still trying to take us out.
I'm really am. That's gonna do it for us. Yeah, don't make me come over there. If you have strong feelings about a mouse, or if you have one of these and just want to join the Logitech Club for Men that Bob and Brian have put together.
Hey, women, more than welcome.
That's
as
true.
As long as you're right-handed.
If you just want to join the fan club, the right-handed mouse fan club, they've got it started, and they'll mail you the membership card. All you have to do is send us an email to observations@macobserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave comments in the show notes. And if those comments are just wanting to know when we record that keyboard episode, that's fine too. I want to thank both of you for being here today. Bob, thank you so much, as always, for coming by.
My pleasure.
And Brian, thank you so much for being here to share in the Logitech mouse love.
Whatever we said about this mouse does not do it justice.
Wow. And it's remember that these are two people. Said. These are two people who don't faint over this stuff. They sound like a couple of junior high girls in a One Direction record. So
you do the flick, and then you put your finger on the thing to make it stop. It just feels good. It's just so cool.
Putting on the brakes. Yeah.
putting on the brakes, man, is so
great.
Wow.
You gotta do it.
So I'm going to let them continue. But in the meantime, I'm going to play the outro music. It's been lovely to have both of you here today. I hope all of you have enjoyed this. I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. I'm going to let them chat. But in the meantime, be excellent to each other.